And the part that they up here that the rain, the catches the rain.
The comb? Or you mean the top part of it?
Now the comb is up above.
Yeah, that's right.
The comb is the...
That's right.
Just exactly what is the comb? I'm not sure I understand. You're taking too much for granted.
That would be the top, very top part of the root.
The peak.
The comb,
the very peak,
right.
Would be the comb. And then the rain pours down off that, and what is it collected in? I don't suppose you had that in the log house. Didn't have any... Well, now on this house, up here...
You've got a good one there.
Yeah, there. Now, you didn't have those.
No.
And did you have them on your house back?
No.
Didn't have them back there either. Didn't it get awfully...
wet and nice.
After a rain, it'd be... get a lot of water there, didn't you? And then, what do you call that thing that comes down from the gutters? Well, that's sometimes called a sometimes called a downspout, or sometimes sometimes a just a spout, or what would you call it, brother? You just didn't have me. You didn't give me a minute. You didn't have.
We just didn't have none. I'd say that, as far as that gutter's concerned, it has 15 years back with the first that ever I saw.
Is that right? Until about 15 years ago, people just didn't
use them here in the valley top.
Now, what outbuildings did you have on your father's farm and on your farm?
Outbuildings.
Yeah, we talked about the cellar, and we talked to
spring house.
Yeah.
And a barn, chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
Toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had. I can remember back when there wasn't no such a thing as a toilet.
Did you ever call that anything other than a toilet?
Yeah, there's another name for it, but I forgot that.
Little house.
Remember, called the little house.
Yeah.
Or the, did they ever call it a privy or a?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll come to call that too.
You ever heard called a garden house?
No.
Okay. Where did you keep your wood?
In the wood pile.
You didn't have that covered.
No.
Did you have any kind of a other little building where you might keep some? Old plows and things, and
most everybody had a little corn crib. Kept a little corn in.
Now, what was the barn like inside?
Well, it was, most of the barns was two big log pens.
Mm-hmm.
And then there would be a shed on each side and a hallway through the center of it. They, they had in that hallway a threshing floor. If they raised any oats. Well, they prailed them, hold them in there, or buckwheat, they hold them in there and prailed them out on that threshing floor with a prail.
They had to just beat them, huh?
That's right.
What would the corn crib look like?
Well, it was built out of logs, huge logs.
How big was the corn crib about?
Oh, they'd make them about 16 feet long, I guess, 4 feet wide, about 8 feet high.
Uh-huh. And were they set with the logs? Was there a place where air could get in there?
Yeah, there was big cracks in them,
uh-huh.
So just so the corn wouldn't come out of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you raise any wheat here?
Any what?
Wheat.
Wheat?
Yeah.
No, not back when I was a boy.
Did you raise it later?